how much are you currently accepting from other people, from relationships, from yourself? That's just absolute crap. Like, it's just tiring and you don't want it anymore, but you keep allowing it. How can we work to declutter and eliminate those things, these obligations that we feel we have to keep or we have to do?
Life is busy, schedules are full, money is tough, marriage is tough, kids, family, friends, work, housework, ew. There is so much on our plate these days, and I think it's time we start taking stuff off. The Unstuffed Podcast is a minimalist lifestyle and mindset podcast created to help you feel a little less overwhelmed and is designed to help give you the permission to eliminate any of life's clutter that's not working for you. You only get one life after all, and it's so much bigger than all this other stuff. So sit back, take a walk. It's your turn to take a break, and I will take over from here. Welcome to the Unstuffed Podcast.
One of the questions I get asked the most is what my favorite books are. That's why I have taken the time to bundle them all together into my top 50 book recommendations just for you. If you want to download them, it's totally free. Head to reneebennis.com/books, and I will send you my 50 top books in fiction, nonfiction, money, mindset, and more. Hey there, it's me, Renee. Welcome back to the Unstuffed Podcast. So for the last few years, I have really had this idea of creating something based off of my life, a digital product based off my life, but I didn't know how. And I kept writing down the escape plan, because if you've listened to me talk about my story, you know that my desire to start decluttering my life all started with reading Wayne Dyer's book, Wishes Fulfilled. In his book, he talks about creating an extraordinary life, how we don't have to live an ordinary life. We don't have to do things the same way everybody else does. And this was an entirely new concept for me, something that I wasn't even sure was possible. But what I did from that point on was decide that I wanted to at least try to live an extraordinary life, to live life on my terms. And what I started to do without realizing it was create an escape plan. A plan to escape ordinary life, which meant, you know, I didn't want to just go to work, come home, pay the bills, do the thing. You know, I wanted something deeper. I wanted more meaning in my life. And that was kind of the start of my minimalist journey. I started to create space for this change to happen. And I've so badly wanted to create a product that taught other people how to do this. And it was just something I hesitated on because of the stupid voice in my head that's like, well, you should do this and nobody's going to buy it if you have this. And people want products like this. People want to learn how to make money, or people want to learn this. People want to learn this. You know, people don't want to learn how to escape a boring life. And maybe not. But I felt really called to finally just begin creating this product, because for anyone who does want it, I want to create it, you know. But I'm telling you this just because I had dinner with a girlfriend last night, and she put into context something that explained the escape plan so well. And I was kind of jealous, because one of the reasons I put off creating this product for so long is because I didn't know the right words to say to tell people what it was. You know, I'm someone who just naturally rambles. Like, you've heard me already talk about it, and I've just kind of gone on and on, and like trying to explain in depth, where, you know, in marketing, they say you need to be able to tell people in 6 seconds. And I couldn't do that. But my friend did it really well the other night. And I just wanted to share it with you guys and kind of dive into this concept of decluttering our life, doing a life declutter. Because I think this allows us to hit the reset button in so many ways if we're willing to take the steps to declutter our lives. So when she and I were getting together last night, she brought up the concept of, or she told me, I have been thinking about what I would declutter from my life if I could. Like, what would I do to clear my plate, to kind of have a clean slate? And I loved that. And it makes sense because, you know, these are things that she and I talk about a lot. I know there are certain things in her life that she doesn't love right now. And I mean, there's certain things in all of our lives that we don't love right now. So I think back to myself 10 years ago, because without realizing it, I had kind of asked myself that question. I was going through a life declutter, even though I didn't realize it. It was 10 years ago, you know, after reading Wayne Dyer's book and focusing a little bit more on my mindset and self-growth, I started to realize that a lot of the things I had were not serving me. They weren't aligned with who I wanted to be. They weren't aligned with the kind of life I wanted to live. And if I'm being honest with you guys, I didn't even know what kind of life I wanted to live. I just had this feeling in my gut, this intuitive nudge that was telling me this isn't quite it. And so I share this with you guys today because maybe you have that feeling too. Maybe you have that little intuitive nudge that's going, you know, like life's pretty good. I've got a lot of good things going on, but something just feels off. Maybe you don't relate. Maybe you do. But it's so tough to know, like, well, what is that something? And what's the change I'm supposed to make? You know, I kind of wanted to talk through that today so that together we can both kind of get some ideas together on how to start to dive into answering that question. So 10 years ago, I had this epiphany, one of my many epiphanies, that all I had ever really, really wanted in my life was a good, solid family unit. And I had built that. But after purchasing our bigger house, I realized I was running the risk of losing it. I've shared about how having the bigger house and the bigger mortgage caused a wedge between Tom and I, started to cause problems in our marriage. The space that we gained from the house actually gave, you know, our older daughter a lot of space to kind of hide away from us, which I think we all need our own personal space, but I feel like there was a really large disconnect that started to happen. And it had previously not been there. We had been like an obnoxiously close family. I guess I can't think of any other way to say it except for like, oh my gosh, here come the Cleavers, you know, Leave It to Beaver, quote unquote, perfect family. It wasn't perfect, but we were so close, such a tight knit group. And when we moved into that house, things just started to fall apart. And some of the things were outside of ourselves, but some of the things were within our control. And I had this realization that the house was a big part of it. Now, of course, it wasn't the house. It was our mindsets around it. It was the money problems that we had brought when we purchased it and the fact that we weren't managing our money well. There was a lot of issues. But I realized that releasing the house, letting go of that need to have that thing, could allow me to realign with getting back the thing that mattered more to me, which was my family and our happiness and our connection. It wasn't important enough for me to have the house of my dreams as it was for me to have a solid, strong, close-knit family unit. And that was my first, you know, realization of going, okay, this or that. Do I want this house? Do I want the family? And obviously I chose the family. That was what I wanted. So if I were to declutter something at that point, it was the house. And we did, as you know. You know, and I also did this when I first started the declutter process, where I walked into my closet. I've shared with you guys 1,000 times. And I only kept the clothes that felt like me. If I walked into there and said, okay, I only want these clothes that feel like me, and I'm willing to let go of everything else. Number one, because finding an outfit started to feel like a really stressful burden. And, you know, choosing different outfits and not finding the right shirt and chucking things on the floor that weren't working usually left a bigger mess, started my day with a little bit more chaos. But oftentimes I also realized I was dressing for other people, like choosing an outfit that would shape the way other people would think about me, or picking the sweater that I knew Tom liked on me. And I started to want to just find what I liked for me. You know, and it doesn't sound like life decluttering. It sounds like real life decluttering. It just sounds like, you know, boring, simple decluttering. I just cleared my closet. But for me, it truly was such a bigger thing. It was choosing what I wanted and giving myself permission to have the things that made me feel like me. And it was letting go of the need to dress however I felt like anybody else wanted me to. And on top of it, and probably the most, not the most important one, the family one's probably the most important one, but I wanted work that allowed me time with my kids and purpose in what I did. So at that moment, I was running my own photography business from home. I had my own in-home studio. But for years, I had felt like something was wrong, specifically in my work. And from the outside, why? You know, you are running your own business. You're using your creativity. You're doing something you're good at. You're building a huge client base. Things are growing exactly how you wanted them to. Why are you not happy? It just seems almost like it can be tough not to gaslight ourselves into feeling like we're being high maintenance or too picky. And from the outside, I'm sure that's how it looked when I'm saying this photography career, this isn't right. It kind of started just as a fun side thing that I did to make money and to use my creativity while I raised my kids as a stay-at-home mom. But as it began to grow, I began to go, this isn't it. It was something off in the sense that I felt like I wasn't improving the world in any way, which might sound dramatic. And I don't think everything we're going to do is going to feel like we're improving the world. But it just felt shallow and pointless and meaningless. And I started to feel that more and more toward my things and the house. Like, none of this stuff actually matters. Well, now, people would argue with me, like, yes, your wedding day photos matter. And yes, your family pictures matter. And I agree. I think capturing those moments matter. But to me, and I'm not crapping on other photographers or anything, I'm not crapping on the idea of you getting your family pictures done. I think that's a great idea. But the types of photos that are done by photographers are often very fake, right? We pick out perfectly coordinated outfits that we don't wear every day. We get our hair done and our children look perfect like we don't look every day. We hang out in a beautiful field where we don't hang out every day, you know? And I think I just started to feel this fakeness happening in the photography business, in mine specifically. Now, could I have pivoted my business and done this in a different way? Absolutely. But I just started to have this overwhelming sense of like grossness. People would come into my in-home studio and family would be yelling at each other, screaming at their kids. Even though I would say, like, just let the kids be, like, for real, like, the best pictures are when we just let them be. You could see, like, the mom or the dad be like, no, it's not okay. They need to sit and they need to smile. And, you know, their photos would be done. And I would share the edited, photoshopped photos to Facebook. That was kind of where I was sharing them so that people could get their sneak peeks. And I would be like, this is so fake. This is so, like, this kid was bawling for most of this session. This child was not happy. I was a trauma for them, you know, like that was a traumatic experience. And I didn't want to do that anymore. I don't know. You know, I just had that feeling and people would ask like, oh, would you donate a free session to our auction? And I would do things like that because that felt a little bit more purposeful to donate something, to be able to donate my time. I don't know, but I knew what wasn't working is what I'm trying to get at. I knew there were things that were not working and things that I sure did not want anymore, right? I knew what I wanted to declutter. I didn't want that fakeness. I didn't want to kind of be victim to other people and their Pinterest perfect ideas of life. I didn't know what I wanted, and that's okay. So if you're listening and you're like, I know what's not working, but I don't know what will, welcome to the club. I think that's where all of life starts, is we maybe don't know exactly what we do want, but we sure can start to pinpoint the things that are not working. So as I started to get a clearer picture, I knew that I wanted work that allowed me to spend more time with my kids. Because the other thing about photography was that weddings, which I was getting more busy with, were taking my weekends. Weddings, family photos, senior photos took a lot of my weekends away. And I would be so sad on the family events that I missed out on. Because I, like I said, what more than anything, I wanted a close-knit family unit. And yet all my weekends were spent working to pay for this house, right? To pay for a lifestyle, when what I wanted was to be with my family at that time.
Are you in the middle of a really big life transition right now? Maybe you can't put your finger on it, but you know a big change is happening in your life. Maybe you're shifting careers, taking a trip, changing your relationship status, or you just feel like you're being called to do more with your life, even though you're not sure what it is. If so, I totally get it. I was there 10 years ago and I started working to find little ways to pivot and shift my life so that I could start to align with this vision or this feeling that I had for all the things that I was meant for. And I call it the escape plan. That's why I put it all into a 40-day audio series to help you make those big changes really simple. So if you have loved tuning into the podcast, you are going to love this 40-day downloadable audio series where I walk you through the process of letting go, creating space, and making the right moves so that you can welcome all of these big changes into your life. This audio series is officially launching April 1st, no joke, but you can order it on pre-sale before then. Just head to reneebennis.com/escape. That's reneebennis.com/escape.
And so I knew as we went through the process of downsizing, as I worked to redesign my life and create this escape plan for myself, I knew that I wanted work that allowed me to spend the time with my kids, create my own flexible schedule. I knew I liked being my own boss. I loved that part of photography. I liked working for myself. I loved being able to use my creativity. I loved being able to set my own hours. So I wanted to take that aspect, but shift around, you know, being victim to other people's schedules, because that was still happening in photography, even though I was my own boss. And I wanted to feel this sense of purpose, that I was doing something of meaning. And like I said, it took me a while to figure out what it was, but I knew that I wanted to design a life that looked like that, that centered around my family and togetherness, that allowed me my own schedule and freedom and flexibility, and that allowed me to be my own boss, which again, saying that to certain people, man, do people not want to hear that you want to be your own boss? They think you're an entitled little turd. But I don't care, because that was like, that's what I want, right? I wanted stuff that made me feel like I was in my home and not a home that was designed by Target, you know, not something that you could pull off a Pinterest page somewhere or tear it out of a magazine. I wanted a house that I walked in and I felt like, oh, this is my home. So a lot of times I get those comments from people. They're like, your home doesn't look minimal. And I was like, well, I didn't want an empty home. I wanted a cozy home that felt like me. So I have little aspects of me and my family throughout our home, you know? Getting clear about what we want and being willing to declutter what doesn't align with that is the key to, I mean, that's life decluttering. That's the key to resetting. And I think that, you know, what if everything that we've been experiencing in life, all of the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the icks, the jobs that we hated, the relationships that sucked, weren't necessarily bad things, but were opportunities for us to look at the things and go, oh yeah, I don't want that. You know, that was something I did when I met Tom. It's funny, I didn't plan on speaking about this, but when I met Tom, before I met him, I was just coming out of my first marriage. I got married when I was 19. So it was more of an elopement, 10-month marriage. I just got so blindly stubborn about what I would accept and what I wouldn't accept from a future relationship. So I made this list, and it was like a full notebook page of a list. I wish I could remember everything on it. I wish I would have kept it. I didn't. But I know it was like someone who doesn't play video games all the time. Why? Because I had spent time watching people play video games. There is nothing more boring in my life. I would have happily thrown my body out the window than watch someone play Spider-Man. No, I can't. That's not my thing. If that's totally your jam and you're like, oh my God, I love watching people play video games, then that's good on you, right? But it was not for me. So I wrote someone who doesn't play video games, someone who is physically fit, but not into sports. Like, I didn't want someone who was doing softball every Wednesday. Maybe that's selfish, but I just was like, nope, I don't want that. Someone who makes me laugh, but I can also have deep conversations with. Someone who hasn't just trashily slept with every single person. These were things that were on my list. And I about crapped my pants when I met Tom and realized that he was my list. He was everything that matched my list. it was like I decluttered. I was like, what I'm not willing to accept anymore from relationships, you know? And I think it takes so much for us to get to this point sometimes, you guys, doesn't it? Where you're like so fed up with something that you will no longer accept it in your life. Because how much are you currently accepting from other people, from relationships, from yourself? That's just absolute crap. Like, it's just tiring and you don't want it anymore, but you keep allowing it. How can we work to declutter and eliminate those things, these obligations that we feel we have to keep or we have to do? And I don't think it always necessarily looks the way we think it does. You know, there have been times where I've been so pissed at Tom and I wasn't like, you're not exactly what I need. I'm leaving. Time for divorce. You know, if I did that, I would never be married. It would end. You know, I've had to make those shifts and those pivots. So I'm not saying like we only get what we want in life, pound foot down, you know, but to be intentional enough and to be bold enough to claim the life that we want and to be willing to let go of whatever isn't serving that life. Now, this is so hard to do when you're in your own life, right? Because we're too close to the puzzle. Like, for real, like if you have like a full jigsaw puzzle and you're looking directly at the piece that's missing. If I had, oh my gosh, you guys, I did a friend's puzzle and it was awful. It was where they're walking in the back set of Warner Brothers. My friends, fans will probably know. They're all dressed up and have like black tie outfits and champagne bottles and they're walking down a street, right? Do you know how much black is in that picture? There's a lot. I tried to do the puzzle and I gave up. Where Tom, gross, was like, he loved the challenge of finding the random black piece that would fit into the random hole. And there was just so many black pieces. I was like, nope, I'm not doing this. This is stupid. This is not even worth my time. I gave up. But if you think about your life as this like half put together jigsaw puzzle, and all you're doing is focusing in on the missing piece, like you just zoom your eyesight in directly on a piece that's missing, you're never going to complete the puzzle. You know what I mean? You kind of have to be able to take a step back and look at what pieces am I still missing? What pieces do I have together that, yeah, that's the right spot. That's in a good place. Rachel's face is put together. Phoebe's dress, thank you for not being black. You know, all of these little pieces that were perfect rather than focusing on what's not working. And when we can take a step back and look at all of it, we can kind of figure out how to put it all together. But that's so hard to do in our own life because it's really hard not to fixate on those parts that we don't have figured out yet. And that's part of why I created the escape plan, was hopefully as a guide for people to be able to take that step back and to look at the things that are and are not working in our lives. Because when we do that, we get clear about what we need to declutter. You know, like maybe this black puzzle piece is in the wrong spot. It's supposed to be over here. This needs to be moved. This is wrong. Or this doesn't even belong to this puzzle. Chuck it out, right? Speaking highly in metaphors here, but I hope you're following me. And I hope more than anything, today's message gives you the reminder that you are allowed to eliminate things from your life that are not working. You are allowed to say, I know this looks great on paper, but it's not working for me anymore, right? Like I said, my photography business, why would anybody think that wasn't working? But now as I say it to you, maybe you can hear the reasons why it wasn't working. And you don't have to explain yourself to anybody. If something isn't working in your life, that's okay. You don't owe anybody an explanation. You don't have to feel bad about it, you know, or even like that sunken cost fallacy. When we bought the house and everyone loved our house, people were like, oh my gosh, everyone wanted to come see it. And, you know, there's a big shift that happens and people will 100% treat you differently when you've gained that kind of material status. So to walk away from it, I knew we would be walking away from what other people saw as status and success. I knew we would be walking away from not very much money. We wouldn't be taking much money when we downsized. A lot of times people think we downsized and just had like $100,000 to sprinkle around. We did not. You know, we were able to pay our realtors and leave with a little bit of cash, put a down payment on our place, but it wasn't a giant success by any means. But being willing to say, I don't care what the repercussions are, I've got to let this thing go. I've got to create space. Now, this can be something as simple as physical clutter in your life, right? You're just willing to let go of that stuff because it's really not serving you. It's not adding up, but maybe it's something more. Maybe it's time to think about that and to ask yourself, what is keeping you bogged down? What kind of life decluttering do you need to do? If you look around at your life, what for sure? I bet you know. What for sure would you keep? What are the parts that light you up every day that make you so happy? Maybe it's even just like coffee. If you're like, just my morning coffee, my quiet morning, that for sure. Maybe it's friends. Maybe it's your favorite TV show. You're like, oh, that for sure. Maybe it's your plants or your dog or your walk or your spouse or your kids. You know those things that you're like, I would never give that up, not for $1 million. I don't care. It's staying with me. And focus on those things, you know? And I think the more we focus on the good things, the things that we would never want to get rid of, we start to take away the power of the things that aren't serving us, right? Because it's so easy to distract ourselves. And maybe that's why around this time of my life, I also started practicing gratitude and actively being thankful for the things in my life that I loved, that I wanted more of. And by focusing on them, it started to, make this shift, this awareness happen that like, oh, this doesn't make me feel as good as this. When I'm like snuggled in bed with my kids, I talk about this all the time. I loved it so much. Taking nap time with my little ones when they were little, I had one on each arm. Oh, the snuggles and the warmth and the coziness of just babies, you know, on each side of me. Not babies, babies, but like a 3 and a 4 year old just snuggled close to me and their little tiny breath going up and down. Oh, nothing matches that. Nothing matches that for me, you know? And we have those moments still. I always take pictures when like Tom and I will be reading and the kids will come and read in bed with us. And I'm like, I'm home. This is my joy. This is my absolute highest possible level of happiness. Or when we have game nights with the older kids and the younger kids can now play with because they're like getting older too. So we can all play the same games. Nothing beats it. Nothing gets better than that. And if nothing gets better than that, it's so easy to like, the next time I think, you know, like, oh, I need a new couch or I need a new TV. Like, but if it's preventing me from being with my kids in any way, you know, like, oh, but I really want to take the kids out and spend that time with them. Like, yeah, nothing beats it, right? Putting your life into perspective and focusing on those things you would never get rid of makes it so much easier to let go of the stuff that's not working. So when you do that, I ask you, what can you let go of? What can you start letting go of? You know, or if saying yes to other people, like, want to do a coffee date with me? And your first thought is like, you know, and now sometimes I think we do that. Like, oh, I don't want to go on that coffee date with this particular person. Maybe it's because we have anxieties around it. And we can honestly say, you know what? Coffee with that person always fills me back up. Coffee with this person always makes me happy. That is something I still want and still choose it, right? Even if we don't maybe want to get dressed or we don't want to leave our house, we do know that that person and that relationship is something we still want to cultivate, right? Versus if we have someone who's like, you want to go on a coffee date? And you're like, no, not with you. Definitely not. I cannot. You drain me. You exhaust me. My hairdresser says it's called calling these people energy vampires. I can't do it, right? Or if saying yes to an amazing thing or another opportunity takes you away from something that feels better, then being willing to say no and to let go of it and to not do that thing, whatever it might be. I think the idea of life decluttering is more transformative than decluttering our space, because our space is still our stuff, right? But your life is your life. And if there's stuff that's cluttering it up, it's time to, you know, cut the ties and say goodbye, being willing to let it go, because you only get one shot at this. You only get one shot at life. And I think of life decluttering as like detaching, like taking the tethers off, letting, like dropping the anchor so that you can speed toward where you want to go. I've said that before and I'll say it one last time before I end this podcast here, but Pirates of the Caribbean, there's that scene where they need to speed up. And so they start throwing things overboard so that they can pick up momentum. If you want to pick up momentum in the direction you want to go in life, you've got to be willing to let go of whatever is weighing you down.
Hey again. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today on the Unstuffed podcast. It means so much that you chose to carve out some of your precious time just to hang out with me. If you aren't quite ready for our time to end, head to the show notes where you can grab my free declutter checklist, join my newsletter subscription, and connect with me on some of your favorite social platforms. Sending you so much love. Until next time.